97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, we've been talking debate. No reason to stop now. That is, it is the news. I mean, I don't know what else people are talking about this weekend. I really am surprised that they put it on this date. You know, June 27th is a weird date for a presidential debate, partially because, there's a lot of conspiracy theories about this, partially because they haven't actually nominated the candidates yet. Now, they have all the delegates, they've gone through most of the primaries at this point, but they haven't gone through the official coronation for the candidates. And so the conspiracy theory is that they did that on purpose so they'd have an opt-out coming up that they could, you know, get out of this thing. The problem is, I don't know how they do that. There's a lot of people calling for it, but the rules are the rules, and once you have the delegates, unless you concede, and I've said this phrase before, they have to either coerce him or kill him at this point to get out of this race. Otherwise, he's going to be the candidate. Now, I've talked about that plenty. But I wanted to get to this at the end of the show today. A little behind the scenes. So at 97.1, aside from a presidential election, I would say a midterm election would come in second, but then nights like these debate nights are probably third. You know, there are only a handful of big nights like this where we, you know, we did the event at Dave and Buster's. We're broadcasting it live. Obviously, the eyes and ears of the nation turn toward these big moments. It's one of the reasons that we're here and we do well on these things. We have a team that is built to handle these things. And I thought that event went very, very well, whether you were part of the Dave and Buster's like in person, which hundreds of people were there. We unfortunately had to stop accepting new people like 2 weeks into talking about it. So I think we could have maybe filled the entire building, let alone the large room that we were in with the hundreds of people or whatever. These are big events, okay? So we did like special imaging, and that's part of what I do here. It's part of why I've made my show only an hour instead of 2 hours, is because this kind of stuff. I mean, it's not just this. I've always done this, but it's just I'm doing a lot more stuff, and I'm having trouble keeping up. But I have a blast when I get to make things like this. Now, this played, if you were listening on the radio, right as the debate was getting ready to start. And this is national coverage, so they gave us, I guess, 1 minute of inventory at the beginning of it, and we were like, why do we have 1 minute? What are you going to do with the minute? I guess we could just talk through it, but it'd be a weird, like, 1 minute talk segment. So instead, I made a 1 minute, like, Super Bowl type open to the debate. Now, before you listen to this thing, I was a little concerned that I threw in a clip about golf because I'm like, this isn't really the point, okay? But I did it anyway because I just thought it kind of worked, and I'm going to play it for you. Here you go.
The time has come.
I am a young, vibrant man. I look at Joe. I don't know about him.
Even your friends who aren't interested in politics are paying attention to this one.
Donald Trump lost 2 debates to me in 2020. Since then, he hadn't shown up for debate.
Donald Trump.
I just feel like a young man. I'm so young.
Joe Biden.
Make my day, pal. Yeah!
The rematch. This is their first meeting since 2020. Biden's team set the rules, and CNN is moderating the debate. Will Trump come out swinging?
I'm a very good golfer. He can't hit a ball 50 yards.
Which Joe Biden will we see tonight?
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true international effort to pressure.
It's all about to happen. The 2024 presidential debate. You're in the right place. 97.1 FM Talk. St. Louis's home for conservative talk is bringing it to you live.
All right. I thought that was pretty good. I got to say, though, my prognostication was also pretty good about what would be talked about in that debate. And I didn't know that that would be the case, but I just went with my gut. Joe Biden did stumble and mumble through that. So, you know, I used an older clip. He sounded better in that old clip where he was messing up than he did at the debate. In fact, I haven't played this one yet. This is Jill Biden after the debate on the stage talking to Joe and the crowd.
Joe, you did such a great job. You answered every question. You knew all the facts. And let me ask the crowd, what did Trump do?
it's just a narrative, you know. After the whole thing was over, it was, of course, well, Trump just lied and Joe had a cold. Really, that's what a lot of the networks went with. But the astounding part of that clip is the first part.
Joe, you did such a great job. You answered every question.
Joe, you did. And she's looking at him like he's a toddler. Joe, you did such a good job. You answered every question. And he's standing there glazed over like, oh, I did. That's great. I'm glad. That's where Joe was at the debate throughout the whole thing. And they were very proud of him for answering every question. I mean, really, that's where the bar is. But back to the golf thing. You know, I included that clip about, well, I could beat them. I didn't know that we'd actually have almost a minute where they talked about their health and then went into golf.
President Biden.
You can see he is 6'5" and only 223 pounds, or 235 pounds. Well, you said 6'4", 200. Well, anyway, that's what you're... Anyway, just take a look at what he says he is and take a look at what he is. Look, I'd be happy to have a driving contest with him. The reason I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a 6. And but by the way, I told you before, I'm happy to play golf if you carry your own bag. Think you can do it?
That's the biggest lie, that he's a 6 handicap of all.
I was an 8 handicap.
Yeah.
8?
Never.
But I have, you know how many?
I've seen you swing. I know you swing.
Okay, let's not act like children. President Trump, we're going to turn.
Let's not act like children.
That was the worst moment of the debate. If you watch the whole thing, like many of us did, it was longer than we thought it was going to be, first of all. But that was the moment that I think all of us went, No. Trump, you know, he gets baited into these things. And it's Joe Biden. Joe Biden was falling down the whole time, almost literally. And all he had to do was just sort of shrug off. Well, I was a 6 handicap, and I challenge you to play. All he had to do was just stand there and just do the eyebrow thing that he does. He fell into it. But I would say for the most part, he didn't. The more the debate went on, so if you watch the whole thing, the first roughly hour until they took their first little break, Trump was nails. I mean, he was spouting off policy. He was talking about issues. Joe Biden was awful. And actually, I would say Biden, if he got better at all, it was toward the end because he was doing things and Trump was starting to take the bait a little bit more toward the end. And that's where it really turned. But for the most part, Trump was disciplined. He was not his normal self. He, you know, the punchback normal self. He was still Trump. And so there's stuff like that that still happened. But he mainly kept it about policy. And that's why he won that debate partially. The other part is that America saw that Joe Biden is currently the president and cannot be. It puts us in a very, very weak position for the next 4 months. That is something that I am concerned about. Our enemies, what are they going to do after seeing that? They already knew that he was weak, but America saw something Thursday night. But so did the world. Stop there. You can get the whole episode by typing in Wiggins America. The podcast will come up in many different locations. And we'll see you next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.